Hello and welcome. Welcome to the best hour. Thank you for joining us again. This is your host, Brother T, with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. And we're back with you this morning to journey into another lesson of A Course in Miracles, the workbook lessons. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing well. Really good. How are you doing?
Doing good. It's good. Good to see you.
Super relaxed.
Good. Excellent. Well, let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. A happy outcome to all things is sure.
God's promises make no exceptions. And God guarantees that only joy can be the final outcome found for everything. Yet it is up to us when this is reached, how long we let an alien will appear to be opposing God's. And while we think this will is real, we will not find the end God has appointed as the outcome of all problems we perceive, all trials we see, and every situation that we meet. Yet is the ending certain, for God's will is done in earth and heaven. We will seek and we will find according to God's will, which guarantees that our will is done.
We thank you, Father, for your guarantee of only happy outcomes in the end. Help us not interfere and delay the happy endings you promised for us, for every problem that we can perceive, for every trial we think we still must meet. A happy outcome to all things is sure. And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. In yesterday's lesson, which was taking us back to stillness and to peace, we talked about, I believe it was yesterday's lesson, we talked about how much there is to celebrate. There's so much to celebrate. And of course, I can't, it's almost unavoidable for me at this point to refer to the lessons that we're learning here in relationship to our sleeping self, when we're sleeping at night and whatever dreams may come, we wake up and we go, oh, well, that was just a dream. And so it is thus now. And as I was studying this week, one thing that came to me was in my studies, it just really, the point was being, you know, made home to me is that, and it's kind of an odd way of seeing it, but I just want to point it out that when my children were sleeping back in the day when they were, before they moved away and started their lives as adults, if they were sleeping, I didn't really know about their dreams. I mean, if they started, you know, jerking around, I could probably assume they were having some kind of a, you know, maybe a nightmare or something like that. But if they're just laying there sleeping peacefully, you know, I mean, they were dreaming, whatever they were dreaming, you know, but I wasn't really a part of it. You know, they might have been thinking about me, but maybe not. And the point is that I wasn't a part of their illusion. And, you know, I was talking to a dear friend this week, and she mentioned that, oh, well, you know, God has a plan and blah, blah, blah for me and all that stuff, and you know that, you know what, and so she was almost saying that God has a plan for every, you know, whatever's coming next in her life. This is God's plan, you know, whatever. But when my children are asleep, they're just sleeping. I'm not a part of their dreams. And the point was made to me that God's not a part of our dreams. God's not dreaming. And it was Raj who once said that, you know, God chooses not to dream. Mm-hmm. And so we think that, you know, there's this conditioning, I guess is the right word, but there's this conditioning that God, you know, this power is kind of directing our life. But what we're learning, and what I want to share in this message today, in this lesson today, is that basically, in the sense that God is directing your dream, he is not. She is not. This is your dream, and it's an outpicturing of your beliefs, your imagination, your thoughts are being reflected back for you to see the vibration that you hold. Is it in alignment with love, or is it out of alignment with love? Period, period, period. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have guides, that the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind, isn't very actively tapping us on the shoulder and saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, it's God's purpose. God guarantees your happiness. God guarantees your sinlessness. God says your function is happiness. But this lesson really points to the fact that all you need to do is wake up and you return to the will of God, which is your happiness. You return to sanity, which is your happiness. But as long as we're asleep, literally, living out our will, our idea of the way things are supposed to be, laying judgment and meaning on all of our experiences, as long as we're doing that, it's senseless to say, well, God's going to do this, and God's, you know, God helped me this, and God, it's like my children having a dream and asking for me to help wake them up. I don't know what they're dreaming. I'm not involved in their dreams. God's not really involved in your dream. God's just waiting for us to wake up so that we can be joined in union and relationship, love and play and fun and happiness, joy and bliss, which is our natural state of mind, joined in God as the awakened child of God. A happy outcome to all things is sure, because all we need to do is wake up.
And so the cause for celebration continues, because isn't that just a lovely thought to ponder this day, that a happy outcome to all things is sure, is assured, is actually already done in the mind of God. And it's just our awakening to the outcome that already is. It's, you know, as A Course in Miracles says, a journey without distance to a destination that has never changed. And so, you know, when you would potentially, you know, see your kids dreaming in their sleeping state and they wake up, they never really moved anywhere. It's like they wake up right where they are. And I believe that's what we're being asked to do, is to wake up from the dream, our waking dream, you know, right where we are. It's, you know, we are dreaming all the time, not just in our sleeping state. So the way that you describe the dream is true of our waking dreams as well, is the mind that perceives separate from the mind of God. And one of the distinctions I really love in this particular lesson is how it talks about a will, the alien will, you know, and that word alien has more recently been charged, you know, politically and referring to people who are in this country illegally. And many people take offense, you know, by that word. And I understand why that would be. And, you know, so this alien will, this alien world that we are other, it's an otherworldly, an other real worldly, an alien world will that we've cultivated and developed lifetime after lifetime, and individual by individual, of a humanity that is continuously dreaming, and we're born into the dream, you know, in this particular experience. And, you know, on the one hand, I love the idea that God is all that there is, and that, you know, God, you know, I heard a woman exclaim one time, you know, I have such a relationship with God that God actually cares about what, you know, color of polish I put on my nails, and Tony's shaking his head as I say this, like really shaking his head. And you know, there is something lovely about that.
Sure.
But when you talk about the idea that God isn't in the dream, God isn't in the politics, God isn't in the duality, God isn't in the battlefield, and that's quintessential A Course in Miracles, that, you know, so while we're in the battlefield, while we're in the dream of the battlefield, we experience the effects of it, but it's not happening in the real world. It's not happening in the mind of God, and therefore it is not real. And so we can close our eyes, you know, from what we believe we're perceiving and seeing in the world, and turn in, you know, we thank you, God, for your guarantee of only happy outcomes, and you know, rely that God's will is my will. It's not, God's will isn't alien to me either, you know, and so it's really this alignment that we surrender into that which already is. It's kind of like resist not, you know, surrender into what already is and be happy.
So here's the, and that's a great, you know, that's a great story, a great example of this lady's like, okay, God is, I'm so connected to God that God is concerned with, you know, the color of my nail polish. Okay, so let's say you have a dream and you polishing your nails. Mm-hmm. Are you concerned that when you go back to sleep tonight, you're going to go in there and change the color? When you woke up, do you really care what you were dreaming about the color of your nails or the bicycle you were riding or anything that was going on in your dream? Because as soon as you wake up, you realize it was just a dream. I don't have any interest in going back into my dream tonight to reconnoiter the dream, refigure the dream, reconstruct the dream, because it's just a dream. Nothing in the dream. I don't spend any of my day today thinking about what I'm going to dream about tonight and how I can influence it, because it's just a dream. And if we see that we are, this is all symbolic of our relationship with God. It's like the awakened self right now is not concerned about the dreaming self. And God, your higher self, is not concerned about the dream you're having. It's only concerned that you are awakening from it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I just love the idea that there's no exception to the promises that are made.
Yeah.
And that the promise made is that there are happy outcomes to everything that we experience this day. Now, I guess this then is pointing to the happy dream, though, is it not?
It is. That once we become lucid in our, let's imagine that you become lucid in your sleeping self, state of consciousness, and you're like, I think I heard you say once when you were doing a message, you know, if you're flying in your sleep, you still have the experience of flying, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. So if you're lucid in a sleeping state, and you're not, there's nothing to be afraid of because you realize that you're dreaming and you can fly. You can do whatever you want to do. I've had some of those experiences. It's great. It's a happy dream. Why? Because there's no possibility of fear. I realize I'm dreaming and I can control the dream. Jesus walked on water, it said. But actually what he tells us is, no, I really wasn't walking on water. I was just projecting myself there so they could see me. But for them, it looked like I was standing on the water, right?
Yeah.
But to him, it was a happy dream because he could project himself wherever he wanted. He could project his consciousness to where he wanted. We can do that in a lucid state of dreaming at night. We can project our consciousness into the environment and create an imagery that we enjoy, a happy dream. But ultimately, what we really want to do is just wake up. Mm-hmm. So the answer to all of the problems we perceive today, COVID as an example, or the economy as an example, is that for all of those problems to be solved instantaneously, is to wake up from the illusion that there were problems to begin with.
Mm.
It's just a dream. There's no real problem. The only problem is we believe that we are in a state of reality. We're not. We're in a state of experience. But it's outpicturing what we believe ourselves to be, which is separate from God. And I love it. It's just so fantastic. I think you started out saying it perfectly. It's time to continue to celebrate.
Right.
It really is.
Right.
And there's a lot to be grateful for, because if you've gotten to this point in the workbook lessons and A Course in Miracles, you're starting to wake up. You're starting to realize, man, I can let go of my anxiety. I can let go of my worry. I can let go of those fears. Because the truth is, there's only one thing that I need to do. And that's to continue to practice the process of waking up.
Mm. Beautiful.
How fun.
So a happy outcome to all things is sure. So we practice this not only in this moment and sit with it in the morning and evening, but to think of this throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Let it be your mantra and let Spirit, Holy Spirit, reveal to you and teach you what it means in your life this day. A happy outcome to all things is sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for being a part of my happy dream.
My pleasure. And back at you.
And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. We appreciate you. We love you. I bless you for being on this journey with us. Stay the course. We'll be right here with you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send and it